This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
It is time now for my strawberry letter for today. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter on the air live. And you never know, it could be yours. So write us, okay?
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I can't see past his shortcomings. Dear Stephen Shirley, I met a man online back in October. He's moved to my city and he got a job transfer. My mother lives with me and I have 5-year-old twins, so he got his own apartment. We spend all of our time there because my house is hectic at times. My mom is a great cook and she sold hot lunches for years from the house. My boyfriend has only been to my house once, and my mom said he was acting bougie, and he kept looking around my kitchen and on the floor like the house was not clean. I didn't get that from him at all. He has made a comment or two about things I could improve, but that's only after I told him I wanted to upgrade a few things around the house. When we're at his place, it's like a different world. It's less chaotic, and he makes sure it's clean at all times. The only problem is that I hate the way he kisses and he is smaller than I expected him to be. I don't think I can look past his shortcomings. I can pretty much guarantee that he'll never cheat on me because no other woman would want that. I was talking to my mom and my aunt about my boyfriend's shortcomings, and my mom agreed that it's hard to be with someone that doesn't satisfy you sexually. My aunt jumped into the conversation and she told me that I have a lot of nerve to judge that man when I'm in a nasty home with twins that I can't say their ABCs and they're 5 years old. We all laughed. Then I realized that he might be judging me too. Is that why he won't come over to my house and he said that he's not ready to commit? Should I tell him what I hate about him and then ask him what he hates about me, or would that mess things up? Mess what things up? That's my question. Didn't you just say you don't like the way he kisses and you can't get past his shortcomings? That is major in any relationship. The only way you can mess things up is if you really want this guy. So which one is it? And let me say this. If your house is nasty and messy and all that, no, he's not coming over there. He's already been over there and he saw what he needed to see. You say your house is hectic at times. That's how you put it. Please do not confuse hectic with nasty, because no one likes a nasty house, especially a man. And no one likes a nasty house except the people that are nasty, okay? I'm just going to say it like that. You say no other woman would want him because he's small, but you want him, whether you admit it or not. I think you need to talk to your aunt, because she evidently knows and feels a certain way about all of this, your kids included. What does she say? They're 5 years years old and they can't say their ABCs. So again, before you start blaming or shaming him for his so-called shortcomings, you need to get yourself together and clean up your house. Because in spite of all your protests and criticism about him, you like this guy. Steve?
Oh, Lord. I don't know how much trouble I'm going to get in for this letter.
A lot, I'm sure.
I don't know how to do this letter without. So you know what? I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to just go and do the letter.
Yeah.
My way. Anything that y'all find unacceptable, inappropriate, wrong terminology, I'm asking for your forgiveness. In the words of most women, I would rather ask for your forgiveness than for your permission.
Permission. Yeah.
So here we go. I met a man online. He moved to your city and moved down there. Now you live with your mama and you got 5-year-old twins. So he got his own apartment. Y'all spend all y'all time at his apartment because your house is hectic at all times. Now, here's where she tried to fix up the hectic part. My mom's a great cook, and she has sold hot lunches for years from the house. See, right here, what you're trying to tell us is that this kitchen you finna describe to us has been more like a fast food restaurant.
Yes.
That's what you're trying to set us up for. Because your mama, she sold hot lunches for years from the house. She don't do it no more. My boyfriend has been to my house once, and your mama said he was acting all bougie because he kept looking around my kitchen and on the floor like the house wasn't clean. You know damn well it ain't. Ain't no man over your house looking around at nothing. We looking around and observing, what is all this we see? Why is this pot in the middle of this floor? Ain't nobody wiped this spaghetti sauce off the backsplash of this stove, and ain't no spaghetti on the stove. Man, ain't nobody done the dishes in here? What is all these toys in this damn floor with this food on it? Who ate in that baby chair and didn't wipe it off? That's what your boyfriend is in that door, because it's hectic. Now, she said, I didn't get that from him at all. Now, he made a comment or two about things I could improve. Hell yeah, he in there trying to tell you something. But that's only after I told him I wanted to upgrade a few things around the house. Baby, so far, the house you describing right here take more than a couple of I think your mama nasty. That's what I think. I think your mama nasty. I think your mama been in there and still she turning out the kids' meals like she turning out them hot lunches she sold for all them years. When I come back, we're going to get into the part that could land me in the most trouble.
Okay, Steve.
Pray my strength.
Yes, we'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I can't see past his shortcomings. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I can't see past his shortcomings.
Now, the reason the title of this letter exists, y'all, is because she got a couple of problems with this man. But before we get to the problem with the man, she just described a page full of problems herself. The man met him online, transferred to her city, but he got an apartment. They spend all their time over the apartment because the house she live in, her mama live there. We gonna find out a little bit later on that she got these twins. House full of people. And the man only been over there one time, and he was looking around like all on the floor like something was wrong. Now, mama think he bougie because he like a clean house.
Right.
Why is it that you got to be bougie because you like a clean house? But anyway, now, she also set it up where her mama used to sell hot lunches. Well, two things about this statement. She used to sell hot lunches. Uh-huh. Obviously, don't nobody want them no damn more. Because not only is your mama nasty, your mama can't cook. You say she a great cook, but she out of the hot lunch selling business. Now, your boyfriend has been over there. He don't like it, and he made a couple of comments about some things you ought to improve because you told him you want to upgrade something around the house. Now, she said, when we at his place, it's a whole different world. It's less chaotic. Yeah, because ain't nobody over there. And he makes sure it's clean at all times. Ta-da! Most people like a clean house.
Yeah.
Sorry, that ain't a magic trick. The only problem is I hate the way he kisses, and he's smaller than I expected him to be. Well, now here we go. That explains the really clean house. You can't be small and have nasty-ass house, too. You're not finna get nowhere. You at least got to get them over to the house and make them feel comfortable, because everything else finna go downhill after this. And you don't like the way he kiss. Well, kissing ain't his problem. See, what he can't do is put a whole lot of tongue in your mouth. You see what I'm saying?
What?
Because he got another problem. See, he's small. So what he can't do is put a lot of tongue in your mouth.
Wow. Really?
Because now the comparisons is just too much.
Move along.
Okay. And I can't look past his shortcomings because I can pretty much guarantee he'll never cheat on me because no other woman would want that. I was talking to my mom and my aunt about my boyfriend's shortcomings, and my mom agreed that it's hard to be with somebody that don't satisfy you sexually. Okay, I understand that. But now let's take it to the next level. My aunt jumped into the conversation, told me, you got a lot of nerve judging that man. When I'm in a nasty home, your aunt know that your mama nasty. Your aunt know, just like the boyfriend who was accused of being bougie for looking around the house, know the stuff always be on the floor. And here go the part. You at home with twins that can't say their ABCs and they fine. Here go the problem in the whole letter. You got these little dumbass kids sitting up in this house. 5 years old, they little dumbass can't say the ABCs. Because y'all got them in there on the house on a cleaning committee. Now, what you need, they need to learn how to do something. Because I know good and hell well, five, you supposed to be able to say A, B, C, D. I know you supposed to be able to do that.
And you
I
did twins. That. You had twins.
I had twins. I've been five. And even my dumb ass could say ABC. And studied while I was saying ABC. Took me forever. Now you got these two little dumb ass kids sitting up in your house. Now your house nasty. Your babies is dumb. You sitting up in there, your mama trifling. She done got put out the hot lunch selling business. They up all night. Them kids is hungry because the kids don't like it. That's why your kids are stupid, because they don't like their lunches. These kids are struggling up at the school. How many problems do we have in schools across the country because the kids are going to school trying to learn and they hungry? That's why we had these school lunch programs. Your kids need to be on a school lunch program because they can't eat their grandmama's food. Hey, your kids are stupid. I don't think y'all gonna stay together. And then you talking about you don't like the way he kicks. I done told you. This man, he got another problem because he's small. So he can't put a whole lot of tongue in your mouth. He can't
okay,
do that.
Okay, wait. When you said that the first time, we got
yeah, but
it.
I want
Thank
people
you.
To understand because he can't do that because he can't have you messed up. Expecting some more stuff. Because it ain't finna happen. Now he just in here now. Now, you didn't know nothing when his friends was calling him. You know, hot tamale. You ain't hear that. You ain't hear what his friends call tic tac. You know, just friends. This is his friends. Because, you know, black dudes give you nicknames that's appropriate. You know, Vienna. You know. Just little stuff like that.
All right, leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM, and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.